This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Anthony Kirchner, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-K-E-R-C-H-N-E-R. Date of birth 12-16-1945. Date of appointment January 17, 2023, requesting physician Emily Etzkorn, E-M-I-L-Y-E-T-Z-K-O-R-N. Dear Dr. Etzkorn, I have the pleasure of seeing Anthony Kirchner today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who had a VP shunt on 2019 due to normal pressure hydrocephalus. After shunt, he was improved. Shunt was done at Albany Medical Center. Before the shunt, he was wheelchair bound and then he started walking. His memory is presently going down. His gait is same. He had a traumatic brain injury in 1969 due to motor vehicle accident. Presently, his comprehension is not good. Hearing is decreased on both sides. Left side of the body has tics for a couple of years. He's taking donepezil 5 mg PO daily. He has a good control of bladder. He is having left leg pain. Past medical history, normal pressure, hydrocephalus, dementia, hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, shoulder surgery and ventriculoperitoneal shunt, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, diclofenac, donepezil 5 mg daily, meclizine, tamsulosin, rizovastatin, Tylenol, Levitra, omega 3, multivitamin, Claritin, Nasacort. Social history, does not smoke cigarette. He drinks beer daily. He is retired, he is married, live with his wife, have two children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, COPD, one sister, three brothers, alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having confusion, memory loss, numbness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, poor control of the bladder. Physical examination, blood pressure 150 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. I did the mini-mental status examination and he scored 23 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 204. Plantar responses are flexor sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, history of normal pressure, hydrocephalus, status post, VP shunt. Number two, Alzheimer's disease. Number three, bilateral decreased hearing. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, joint pain. Number six, pain in the left lower extremity. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to increase the Aricept to 10 milligram PO daily. Families concerned about his VP shunt functioning. I would like to send him to the neurosurgeon, Dr. Genovese in Albany Medical Center. I would like to order the EMG of the lower extremities. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.